Hello and welcome to Dear Pop Culture Podcast. This is the podcast where we talk about pop culture that is dear to us. And I am Gina Harms, the host of the podcast, brought to you by Comedy Here Often Podcast Network. How many times can I say podcast? That's bleh. Okay. And today I am very excited to be joined by a very funny guest. It's the very funny comedian, Natalie Norman. Hi.
I think you could say podcast like at least 6 or 7 more times, period.
Yeah, you're right. I should try.
What do you think happens when you... I'm sorry. I'm going to be so dumb. Okay, sorry. I'm
already off topic. I love it. No, it's great. How are you?
Both of us went silent. I'm okay. Yeah. Clearly, I'm a nightmare. I've been really weird the past few days. Like... unexplicably weird, and I don't necessarily, maybe it's because I got my second dose, and for me maybe the side effects is being extra weird.
That's not a bad necessarily
side effect. I mean, it's not good for me.
Okay,
it is not a good scene here. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I just chilling. I actually went to the movies yesterday. Wow, for the first time in 15 months.
That's crazy. Fucked up.
It felt weird.
You have to wear a mask the whole time?
No, they like reserve seating and it's really spaced out. And so like you can take off your mask. I had popcorn, so I was just like eating that the whole time. And you know, it was all right.
I can't.
Yeah, it's strange. It was the first day in BC that things were like opening up again at like less capacity. So
yeah, we had that this past weekend in Toronto, so it's been a while.
Yeah, going crazy. So I appreciate that you're hopping on this Zoom call. I feel like I didn't start reaching out to people who were from out of town until like the last few weeks. I'm like, I should have been doing this the whole time.
Who cares? The pandemic is lasting forever in my heart, so.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm a monster. Anyways, sorry.
No, I mean, I was talking about that with someone on the podcast last time. It was just like, yeah, like we can't just like pretend this never happened. But anyway.
I'm like, don't get me into it because like I have a lot of opinions on the pandemic and we're talking pop culture, not pandemic culture.
Right. So, I mean, we talked briefly before we started recording about your amazing Goosebumps shirt.
I'm wearing, for those who can't see because there's no video. Yeah. I'm wearing a vintage Goosebumps shirt. I purchased it on Depop. Nice. I had hunted for it for like, so one of my favorite things to do is I come from collectors. My parents are anti-collectors. I collect stuff that's not worth any monetary value, which is vintage t-shirts that like from like the 90s, basically. So this was, I have a whole list of t-shirts that I'm looking for. The Goosebumps one was in the repertoire. And I found it on Depop and I was like really hesitant, sat on it for like 2 months, finally bought it. It arrived today.
Wow.
So, and perfect. I put it on immediately and I was like, I'm not going anywhere. And I'm like sweating my ass off. But yeah, so it's like this one's like a really 90s Goosebumps with the, you know, the slime lettering and yeah, it's just the best.
Yeah. That's awesome. I have
a detail in the back, but I can't remember which episode it is.
Oh, cool. I could tell you.
I'm going to turn around.
Oh, I don't even know. It's like something coming out of an egg.
Yeah. So cool. I'm going to research it later.
Nice.
So that's you know, pop culture wise, I'm obsessed with vintage tees that are pop culture based.
I am too. That's like something we have in common. And like, I was just about to get into it. Like there's this vintage store in Vancouver that I follow on Instagram and they posted just like this, American Idol 2003 tour t-shirt with Ruben Studdard and Clay Aiken. And they posted it on their Instagram without a price. I didn't even think about that. And I messaged them. I was like, can you hold this for me? And they were like, yeah, okay. So I like raced there. And then they were like, yeah, it's like $65. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess I'll pay that.
So like I have the same problem. I follow one vintage store now. On Instagram, I had to remove all the rest.
Yeah.
And this one specializes in vintage like tees. And the reason I bought this was I was waiting on it so long as he posted a Goosebumps shirt himself, but it was a more modern one. It was more like 2000s and his price was about 65. And I was like, I almost bought it. And I was like, wait, why wouldn't I get the one that I like really want for 65? And then, and then I was like, I got to stop following this guy. Like I message him once a week.
Oh no. Yeah. That's like the problem too, is like all of these, like Urban Outfitters has all of the like kind of 90s stuff and it's the same amount. It's the same price. And like, you could just get a cooler vintage one.
I've been into vintage since I was a little girl. I think like, it's just my parents, like, you know, they were always, our house was covered in old stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's just a part of my life. So like, if I can buy something vintage or used or antique before I buy something new, that's always my go-to.
Nice.
So for like t-shirts, I like very rarely buy new t-shirts, like even white ones. I get them from my mom.
Oh,
she has a stack of used t-shirts like that are white. And I just like, anyways, that's, I love vintage, but I love pop culture. Vintage tees the most.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Do you have like any other like favorite ones?
Okay,
probably so, like, so many.
I wouldn't say so many because like the ones I want, like the ones that I really love tend to be expensive. So I have to wait, like I have a list of them waiting in carts. But I hummed and hawed over this Bart Simpson shirt from the early 90s. And it's like he looks like a devil. And that was a fortune. I'm obsessed with it. So that's like original 90s. I wanted to get bootleg Bart, but then I feel like that's inappropriate at this time. Like, I think we can't buy, do you know bootleg Bart?
No, I don't think so.
This is how like crazy I am into this. Bootleg Bart is a whole industry of like knockoff Bart, like Simpson shirts.
Oh.
And like, some tend to be offensive. Like they're basically when other places around the world wanted to sell Simpsons merchandise, they wouldn't like get the copyright. They just make their own version.
Okay.
And they like tend to be super crazy. And like, it's just, they're in like, some of them are amazing. Some of them are insane. Like I love them. I went with a classic Bart Simpson shirt and I can tell you the list of the shirts. There's other ones that I love, but I can tell you the list of shirts I'm looking for, which is,
that's amazing.
It's a problem. It's a problem.
You're dedicated.
What am I supposed to do in a pandemic?
Yeah, I love it. That's a fun hobby.
Expensive. But.
True. Yes. But what are some other things you've been into like recently? What are you like watching or listening to?
I think because we've been like, obviously as comedians, we love comedy specials. I'm like utterly obsessed with I can't say his last name right. Bo Burnham. Bo Burnham's Inside special, to the point that I downloaded it on my iTunes and I've been listening.
Oh my God.
Like really obsessed with that. And I'm embarrassed by that because listen, I know he's very talented, but like I have a hatred for most musical comedians.
Right. I understand.
That. And I mean, like mainly besides that, I don't think I like ingest so much pop culture-y things. Mm-hmm. I think like, I mean, like I spent a lot of time like reading about COVID around the world.
Yeah. The news.
Yeah. The news. I spent a lot, but like COVID specifically and viruses.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what else? Like, I love Law and Order.
Oh yeah.
I come from a Law and Order family.
Right.
Psycho. It's psychotic. I've seen every episode of Law and Order SVU at least 3 to 4 times.
Really?
Wow. Yes. I can tell usually in the first like 5 minutes, the whole episode.
Oh my God. And that's wild. Cause like, they're all like, I don't know. I haven't seen very many, but I'm like,
they're episodic. So like, it's not a storyline throughout. So it's like,
yeah.
Psycho. Cause it's like an individual case that I'm like, okay, this is what's going to happen in this case.
You know?
But I still watch them. It's my go-to.
Right. It's just like comforting. Yeah. I know like that so many people are into like the crime shows like that. I just never got into it for some reason. I just can't.
I mean, I get it. Why would you want, it's crime. Like,
yeah,
our lives are painful enough. It's like a really interesting phenomenon to me that people love crime shows so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know particularly why. I think it's like really sensationalized. And I think maybe that's it. It turns on our fear. Maybe, I don't know, but specifically a lot of Special Victims Unit. I don't actually like the other forays of Law and Order.
Oh, okay. So who is in SVU?
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I don't even know.
It's the character's name. That's crazy because they are also the most famous Law and Order characters, in my opinion. It's Olivia Benson and Detective Stabler, which is played by Chris Maloney. Well, that's right. The older sisters, Chris Maloney and Mariska Hargitay. And Chris Maloney is like, absolutely, I'm in love with him. And he's been in pop culture so much lately.
Yes. Yeah. That photo shoot that just came out of him. That was,
oh my God. Insane. I'm horny for it. He was wearing, if you haven't seen it, it's for Interview Mag. He's wearing, I think, like pink pants and a green tank top. And he looks super like a candy, like a piece of candy.
Yeah. Like a Jolly Rancher. Like,
a watermelon Jolly Rancher, which is an aesthetic I really am horny for.
I'm into it.
Yeah. And then he also, a few months ago, he had left Law and Order Special Victims Unit about 5 years ago.
Right.
And they brought him back for his own spinoff show, which is about crime, drug cases. And he was filming in New York and like they got a picture from him behind of his like ass looking incredible.
Oh yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. And then they put the memes with Patrick from, right? It's Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Just yeah, like and it's face. Like with the back, like the starfish's ass. Oh. Starfish like have like asses.
Oh, I didn't see that.
It's incredible. And like everyone on the internet was like, woo! And I was like, ass.
Yeah, like Chris Maloney's ass, please.
Yeah, it's an ass that doesn't quit.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a beautiful man. I thought of Law and Order and I thought of those two. And so I was just making sure. I was like, am I thinking of the right show?
Right. No, you are. You are, of course. I would have corrected you if you weren't.
Right. I just learned that Mariska Hargitay is,
yeah,
she's somebody really famous's daughter. Who was it? I need to look.
Oh my God. It's, I know? Can't remember. No, I know who you're talking. It's this craziest story though.
Really?
The whole thing is crazy because her mom is a famous actress from the 50s.
Jane Mansfield.
And I think she was in the car when Jane Mansfield died. If I'm correct, Jane Mansfield died in a car accident and Mariska Hargitay was in the car.
Whoa.
Now that's... I have to like, now I'm...
No, you want to confirm.
Yeah, because like, I don't want to be out here lying about Jane Mansfield. And like Mariska Hargitay is like stunning.
She is.
It's she died. Sorry, I think she died in a car accident. 1968, when the car she was riding strikes the rear of a trailer truck. And I think Mariska was in the car and like survived, but that part we'll figure out later another time.
Yeah. I mean, we can say allegedly. That's so sad. Wow. I only know Jane Mansfield because of that picture where Sophia Loren is looking at her tits, like her cleavage.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah. Classic photo.
I'm trying to think, is there anything else pop culture in my life? There has to be that I might, you know, just like not even cognizant about like,
well, I mean, that's like, it's pretty vague. Like anything can be like, I don't know. Like I like rewatching like Desperate Housewives right now.
How's it going? I refuse to watch it.
Really? You've never seen it?
I've never seen it. I never will see it. It's just one of those shows.
Yeah, that's fair. It's like, it's fine. It's like at the time, I think it was so like they had never talked about these things on TV before. And so like one of them, like the like kind of Stepford wife one, she finds out her husband is into like BDSM And then, but they're like, they don't, they're like teaching us what the words are. Like,
right.
Nobody like, talked about anything to do with any of that. And it was like, oh, I'm watching it now. Like, this is so like, who cares?
Well, yeah. Like, meanwhile, I like have a set, like, just like, it's like I go into my bedroom and I have like bed restraints just sitting in a pile.
Right. Yeah.
And like butt plugs in my bathroom as art. Like,
yeah. Yeah. It's just like, oh, this is show was not that long ago, but it's a different time.
Wasn't it? It was like 2006.
I think so. Around then.
That's long ago. That's, I guess, 15 years.
That is a long time. Time changes in 15 years, I guess.
Yeah. I think so.
For sure. I don't know. I just like refuse to sometimes like think about it.
I know. Don't worry. I like still think that it was yesterday I went to university and I'm like, oh my God, it's been like almost it's been over a decade. I don't know what is wrong with me.
Right. Yeah. It's just like, it's hard to wrap your head around.
Time is confusing.
Totally. But yeah, I've been watching like randomly Desperate Housewives and Courtney Cox's after Friends show, Cougar Town. I'm like,
Cougar Town is good. Sorry.
It is good. It is. I had never watched that. So they're both on like Disney Plus, which I just got. And so I'm just like, you know, watching all of these middle-aged women TV shows, living their best lives.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't watched a lot of Cougar Town, but there's one episode that I have seen that in particular really resonated with me. Ooh. So that's why I have like a real hard on for the show.
You're like, it's because good.
It's like her friend that is always drinking wine and is miserable. There's an episode where she talks about like she's happy for 30 minutes once a month. And I was like, oh, that happens to me. There's like once a month for 30 minutes that I just feel actual joy and the rest I'm miserable.
Right. It is a funny show. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Well, we can move into like more of like what we used to be into. So if we go back, I don't know, like where, say you're in like middle school, like what?
Middle school. Like, listen, this is some things that I really love. Like, first of all, I'm still to this day, like really obsessed with nostalgia in the sense that I love all my crushes from like my teenage years and my early preteen years, like obsessed with like, you know, I don't think Ryan Gosling's hot now, but if I could date him on Breaker High, 100%.
Oh my God.
He was hot on Breaker High. Now I'm like, we get it. You're like, you know, you're attractive.
You're hot.
You're hot. Get it. And like JTT, still mega babe, still would bone him. Young Leonardo DiCaprio and Romeo and Juliet, horny as hell for him. I don't want this weird creep that we have now.
Yeah, no, he's like aged in such a weird way. And like, he's just like kind of, sad.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, but I don't even know. I think he's aged like, well, I think it's that he's aged, but he clearly, in my opinion, I think it's really gross when like men just date like 19-year-olds forever. Yeah. And I'm like, this is fucked up. And I know it's legal, but for some odd reason, for me, it doesn't feel legal.
No, it shouldn't. Like, it's just not right. Like,
yeah, it's not kosher. But I'm trying to think who else, like, you know who I also thought was like a real cutie. Did you ever see Student Bodies?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes. The main character.
Oh my God.
Jamie Elfman. His name's Jamie Elfman. I think he's a weatherman in Toronto now.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And then there was like Mick Perlis, who was also on his Student Bodies that I was also into.
I loved that show. That was such a funny little Canadian like, sitcom.
Yeah, it was a great Canadian, like, I think, was Breaker High Canadian? No, it must have not been.
No, it was.
It was?
Yeah, I just learned that it was filmed actually like not on a boat. It was like filmed near Vancouver on like on a set. Like
Breaker High is like still to this day, like an incredible show. Like I don't know where they play it, but they should be playing it for us. I mean, I don't have live TV, so I imagine if they played it anywhere, it'd still be on YTV.
They should.
If YTV still exists, but like, yeah. Breaker, Sorry. You know what I really want to talk about that I don't know if you remember or if you've even seen it. It's a parody show called Together.
Oh, the boy band.
The boy band. Yes. That's something I'm still obsessed with.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's like, it's amazing. It's a, like, that show to me is what comedy TV should be like. So absurd, so crazy, like, take on the classic trope. For those, like, should I explain to people who don't know what it is?
Yeah. Yeah. Do it.
Okay. So it's two, like the number Gether spelled out. Yeah. And basically it's a parody show of a boy pop band in the early early 2000s. And as we know, with all pop boy bands, there's five characters. And, like, you know, there's the cute one, the, like, rebel. In this one, it's like the brother, the sick one.
Like, there's, like, the old one.
The old one. And, like, it's, like, absurd. Yeah. And they actually had songs that they did sing. And it was like a reality spoof show about a pair, like almost like a MTV diary on a boy band that we were, like, following. And just truly, truly, truly the greatest show. It's funny. It's funny. It's well acted. It's the characters are so great. There's someone's famous actual brothers in it, but I can't remember at the moment.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And then, like, there's one character named QT, and he was the sick one, and he was the sick one in the show, and the sick one in real life.
Yeah, didn't he actually die? Like,
yeah, he passed away. Like, I think that's why the show ended, which is insane.
That is so crazy.
But you can still watch the show on YouTube.
Oh, I'm gonna do that because I listen to, like, just one of their songs, like, still all the time on Spotify, the hardest part of breaking up.
Oh, it's, yeah, the songs are crazy and good.
Yeah, it's, like, a funny song, but it's also just, like, a good pop song.
And that's the thing, like, the music was actually fun. And I don't know, I just think about that show a lot. There was another show that I was just, also weirdly enough, I did start. So when I was looking, sorry, this is, like, an aside to something we were talking earlier.
Yeah.
You would think that my ADD medication has kicked in, but I took it, like, hours ago, but I'm clearly all over the place. when I was looking for one of the shirts that I'm also looking for is an Are You Afraid of the Dark shirt.
Mm, nice.
And then while I was looking, and the reason I started looking for that one is because I was taking a lot of baths. And every time I take a bath, I light a candle. And then when I close the candle, the bathroom's lit with just candles. And then when I blow the night out, I go, this concludes the, like, midnight council, like a lunatic. I said that to myself. And then I was like, oh, fuck. Like, now I need to watch Are You Afraid of the Dark? Yeah. And then I started watching, and I was like, well, I guess I need the shirt now. And that's a hard one to find, everyone. So if you find that, let me know.
Yeah, that one, that's like a real cult classic.
That's a cult classic that I know, like, I started reading about it. I think they tried to remake it. Well, I know they tried to remake Goosebumps.
I thought they did.
They did try to make Goosebumps. I don't know if they tried to make Are You Afraid of the Dark. That guy who's the oldest member on the tribe or the council tribe at Are You Afraid of the Dark is, like, a very well-known 90s actor.
Oh.
Which I was also attracted to him.
Oh, my God.
Oh, like, I have so many questions, like Devon Sawa, Elijah Wood.
Right. Just everybody.
Just honestly, every cute boy.
I was kind of like that. Like, any, like, poster, I put it up, tore it out of a magazine.
That's the thing. It's like, I had some of those magazines, but it felt like, I remember buying them and feeling like it was like porn. Like, I felt so scandalous buying them. And, like, I think that says something about my sexuality for sure. Now I'm going to have to talk to my therapist about it. Right. Because I remember being like, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I never hung posters on my wall. But I think it's because I went through puberty at the age of 10. So, like, that's why probably I was, like, just fucking horny out of my mind.
Right. You were just like overthinking it.
Yeah. I was just always like ready to go.
Yeah. You were like, this, I'm going to put this on my wall, but it's not innocent.
No. That, like those, that I think those magazines were not innocent for me.
Right.
Like such a grosso. I mean, I was 10. They were older. It's fine.
Yeah. I don't know. I was always like, as a kid, I was always like too, I was always saying I was going to marry people. Did you ever do that?
Of course, my head, even when I was like 16, which is a psycho old age,
right?
I was like, I'll marry Prince William. And like, thank God I didn't, honestly. Baruch Hashem, if you don't know what Baruch Hashem means, it's like it's Jewish for, it's Hebrew for like, thank God, like Baruch Hashem, I didn't marry that ago.
That's so funny.
But I definitely like was so, I thought Prince William was so, did you think he was sexy?
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
Like, I think you're a few years. What year are you born?
91.
Okay. So you're much younger than me. So it's like, I'm like, I'm not going to say an age, but I'll just say that when I was 16, well, people can figure if they want to do the math. I was going to England to visit my brother because he lived in London. And the day we arrived in London was the day the Queen Mum had died.
Oh.
Or was it Princess Margaret? I honestly can't remember at the time because all I cared about was going to the funeral procession because I could see Prince William and I saw him 10 feet away from me. And I was like, I'm dead. I'm dead. And I just bought postcards and all these postcards of him.
Oh,
and I was like, that's what problematic for a sister.
No, I was going to say like, that's amazing. Like he was so close to you.
He was so close to me. But like, it's now that I'm thinking about it, it's like weird. Cause I do think I was almost more mature in grade 8 than I was in grade 10. It's like I reversed.
Right.
Does that make any sense? Like I did drugs in grade 8.
Mm.
And then in grade 10, I was like, Prince William. Like that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, you became like the screaming fangirl.
Yeah, I pushed a girl out of the way to get closer.
That's, so. Oh my God, I love that.
I don't know. I feel like such a nerd right now, which is fine, which is fine.
That this is, yeah, this is what this is for. Like, I love,
I was like, also, yeah, like,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you go.
I just love like the fangirl moments. Like, I don't know, hearing people talk about stuff like that. I'm trying to think if I ever had anything like that, but.
Okay, well, I have more.
Okay. This is great.
It doesn't end. Okay. So I saw Prince William and Harry was there, whatever. I'm like never been a fan of Prince Harry. And then like, you know, everyone has like sympathy for Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. Have sympathy for Meghan Markle. I don't have sympathy for Prince Harry. I mean, he did wear a Nazi costume in the early 2000s. So like, I'm not over that.
Yeah. Like,
if you're going to have it hard for me to convince me otherwise. So that's him. And then when we were in England, my friend was with me. We were like watching TV one night and we saw this band called Blue. They're like a British pop band. Yeah, they were really only big in the UK.
Okay.
And we became obsessed with them. And then when we came back to Toronto, we found that they were coming to Toronto to do a mall appearance in like Brampton.
Oh my God.
And we took a bus to meet them. Which is nuts.
And you met them?
So we met them. I have a bunch of pictures of me and the members of Blue. Honestly, it's so embarrassing. Like, I feel so bad for those guys in like retrospect. Like, you know, they're big in the UK and here they are performing in like Brampton and like, they must be like, well, Toronto's terrible.
Right.
And then here's my last one, which probably happened before this when I saw Prince William. But, and I was talking to someone about this yesterday. Do you know comedian Mike Bullard?
No.
Okay. So Mike Bullard was like, I think a very relatively famous Canadian comic. Okay. So you cut out first.
You're back.
Yes. Mike Bullard was a relatively famous Canadian comic. He was a part of the Yuck Yucks. Like he was part of Yuck Yucks and that kind of stuff. And he was famous enough that they gave him his own late night show in Canada.
Oh,
right. It was called Late Night with Mike Bullard. And I had me and this girl, Laura, had she had introduced me to someone who was relatively unknown at the time named John Mayer.
Wow.
Like, to the point that John Mayer was coming to perform on the Mike Bullard show.
Right.
Like, and the way you got tickets to the Mike Bullard show is you like lined up.
Wow.
And we went down and we lined up. This was like downtown, like, it's that building became the MTV building eventually, but there was a coffee shop across the street. It's now a vape store. And when my friend was waiting in line, I was like, I'm going to go to the bathroom and get myself like a hot chocolate. And I walked in and I was getting a hot chocolate and someone was like, hey, do you mind moving over? And it was John Mayer. It's so crazy. And I lost it. I was like, oh my God, you're John Mayer. And he was like, I am John Mayer. And I was like, I'm a huge fan. And he was like, well, what's your name? And I was like, couldn't talk to him. He was like, is it Sarah? And he was like, what? My name's not Sarah. That's like so weird. And then he was like, don't worry. It's like, okay, like you could calm down. I'm only like this tall. And I didn't understand what he's doing. And I was such a nerd that I slapped his hand. Like a fucking freak. And then I was like, can we take a picture? John Mayer took a picture with me. He signed one of my pictures I had of him. And then I like got back into line and my friend was like, why are you gone so long? I was like, oh, I just met John Mayer.
No big deal.
No big deal. I met John. Like, what a dream for a 16-year-old girl. And then I had a panic attack and didn't even see him perform.
Oh no. Well, you probably didn't miss. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, in hindsight, I met him, so I got the better deal out of it.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh my God.
I've met a lot of D-list celebrities, I think.
Right. Yeah. Like, I haven't really met any celebrity. I grew up in Kamloops, BC, so like no one really ever came there. And I only like since I moved to Vancouver have I had like semi like run-ins. But there was only those like weird ones where it's like I worked at this movie theater and but it's like kind of a VIP movie theater and there's like a lounge. And so it was like, so a lot of like people who were filming would come see movies there. And so like
right.
Jeffrey Rush, like came to see a movie. And
I mean, that's pretty cool.
It was cool. Like I didn't really meet him though, but then, what the one guy that I talked to was this guy from Glee, Blake something. I don't even remember.
Oh my God. The one, is it that the one that's dead? One of the ones that's dead. Like, you know, like six of them are dead. So I keep on saying dead.
No,
that show's cursed.
It is cursed. But actually he, now has like some really awful allegations about something he did. But this was before that. He came in and he was like, me and a few other girls knew who he was and he was like very nice. And he was like chatting with me like, oh, this is a really nice theater. Blah, blah, blah. And then he like came out of his movie cause you could drink wine in the theater and he was like drunk. And then he was like crying and he was like, can I get a refund? Like this movie is too sad. And I'm just going through a lot right now. And I was like, really, you need your $13. Like you're on TV.
Ew, I hate that. I hate that so much. It's like, come on, you're too sad for this? Get out of here.
It was so weird. And then like a week later, we like read a thing about him that he was like filing for a divorce from his like famous wife. And so I was like, is that why he was crying in the theater?
For sure. For sure. And like, I get it. Divorce is very, I've never been divorced, but I've heard it's very hard. Yeah. But like $13, it's like, you got to calm down.
Yeah. Oh my God. I was like, that's so embarrassing. Like I wouldn't.
I'm embarrassed. Yeah. I mean, I would 100% if I'm not liking it, but I don't go to the movies very often. So, even pre-COVID. So that's like not a thing for me, but I do have more celebrity encounters that are like kind of iconic in my opinion.
I would love to hear them.
Okay. So, I call her America's sweetheart. She is actually the madam of America. I'm talking about Heidi Fleiss. Heidi Fleiss.
Okay, I know that name.
She had a nickname that I'm saying incorrectly. Heidi Fleiss.
I gotta look her up. Heidi Fleiss. Okay. an American former madam.
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly. So I call her America's sweetheart. I have a lot of siblings. I had one sister who lived in LA. And when I was 18 or 17, me and my friend went to go visit LA, and we were on Hollywood Boulevard, and we walked into like a lingerie-esque like store, and Heidi Fleiss walked out, and like I was like, oh my god, like I knew her by face. I because she to me was such an interesting character. Like she basically provided like sex workers for all the celebrities, like Seinfeld, yeah. Charlie Sheen were like big clients of hers, and she went to jail. And I'm like, I don't think she should have gone to jail. Like if, I mean, I don't know everything. If she was a cunt and like was a terrible human, sure. I don't know that whole story. Yeah. And then I realized afterwards it was her store. So like, it makes sense. I would have seen her there. Like it was her weird lingerie store, but,
oh
yeah. And then, that same trip, we also met the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Okay. Like, did you recognize them?
No, I did, but it was more so that my sister's boyfriend, knew him somehow and like said hi to him when we were in a restaurant. And then he was like, introduced us. And then I was like, oh, and I was like, he's like, that's the lead singer of the Goo Goo Dolls. I was like, sick. Like, we did it. We did it. We met another, I'm just meeting celebrities from the 90s at this point. Like,
yeah.
So that's one. There's someone else, I think. I can't. Oh, I've met Star Jones.
Ooh, that's cool.
So weird. Why have I met like all these people?
The randomest people.
Yeah, Star Jones. I'm trying to think. I know there's more. I don't know why I keep on meeting these people. Yeah. I guess. Oh, the coolest one. Obviously, as someone who's my age, I'm obsessed with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. They are my ultimate nostalgic obsession.
Yes.
Their birthday was recent, June 13th. They turned 35. It was a really big deal. I was going to make a whole post about it because I post about them every few months.
Yeah.
like I'm psycho about them.
I actually I remember your post when Mary-Kate got divorced last year.
Yeah, it was really hard on me. I cried. And then if you know comedian Robbie Hoffman, like I called her because she's also weird. Like it's something about I'm the same age as them. I'm turning 35. I like to tell people 29. Doesn't matter. But it's every girl that's 35 is obsessed with them. Like it's the same age. And I don't know why we all are.
Right.
So Robbie, I called and I was like, she was like, can you believe this? And we started talking about Mary-Kate and like who she was married to. Cause she was married to Sarkozy's brother, Sarkozy, the French president at the like, whatever. And his brother, and we're like, we don't understand. Cause she's Mary-Kate and she married this like Altacocker, this old man. And yeah. Sarkozy, he had a girl, like a daughter. And then we both were like looking this up at the same time. And we both sent a picture at the same time to each other. And it was the exact same picture of Mary-Kate with like her stepdaughter. And we both just died of laughing. Anyways, I'm obsessed with the Olsons, and I didn't meet her because I was too nervous, but I was like literally 2 feet away from Elizabeth Olsen.
Ooh.
And I cried.
Oh my God. I love that.
A comedy bar in 2017.
Whoa.
Yeah, she was coming. She was with also like Jason Sudeikis, like Wyatt Cinnick, Anna Gastar, and I could not care less for the rest of them. I was just like,
yeah,
Elizabeth Olsen. Anyway, sorry. I now went on a really weird rant.
No, that because I would feel the same because, and it's not even for like anything that she's done. It's because she's their sister.
That's simply it. Like, I mean, now she's done stuff, but like,
yeah,
I haven't watched WandaVision. I mean, like, and I love, I do love Marvel, like a nerd. I do love Marvel stuff.
Oh, I love all of it.
Yeah, I love it too, but I haven't gone to WandaVision. I'm not really, is it?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay, so I have to watch it.
You should.
I guess I've got something to watch now. but yeah, it was meeting like particularly Mary-Kate and Ashley, and I'll stop my rant on the love them, is like, I had a friend who's now passed away. And at the core of our friendship, we just loved Mary-Kate so much. And I cannot tell you why. It's just, we wanted to be her. It's like we were in this like dream friendship where like we kind of just lived in our own world, and we were obsessed with Mary-Kate and Ashley because I think like they're just like so cool to us. They were very aspirational for us. And then when I saw Elizabeth Olsen, I like just burst into tears because I would have loved to have told my friends, because it felt like a reminder. And I was like it was this like really emotional moment of being like, the one person who would understand how I feel is not here. And so, yeah, that's what it was like meeting or seeing, being close to Elizabeth Olsen.
Right. That's a big deal. Did you like their like movies like at all? Or?
Of course. But yeah, more than their like their straight to DVD movies or VHS movies, I like really love, what's the fucking, the twins movie.
Like when they're really young.
Or? Yeah. And the, like, I love, like, I it obviously watch It Takes Two is a great fucking movie. Like even it now, is.
Yeah,
even now it's a good movie. I love that they had clothing lines. Like they were the original Kardashians.
Truly. Yeah. They had everything, like fragrances, clothing, makeup, like,
and now they think they're too good for Walmart. They're like, we're too good for Walmart. Here's our $40,000 bag that one person will buy. And that one person is Jessica Biel. And why do I know that?
it's not fair. Yeah. I had their makeup. Actually, I had the first eyeshadow I ever bought was like a cream eyeshadow that was like dark blue. Mary-Kate and Ashley.
I wish you still had it.
Me too.
I'm going to look for it on eBay today.
Oh yeah. Oh, I bet it would be there.
Be there, but it's going to be a fortune and then cause, and I would want to use it like a lunatic.
No, it's probably, yeah, so bad. Oh, makeup from that era was awful.
Makeup from this era is awful.
It's true. I hate it. Love, hate it.
Love, hate it. That's the correct answer. I love, hate it.
Yeah. It's fun to like, anytime I do wear makeup, it's going to be like bright colors and I'm going to try and make it fun, because otherwise I'm like, what's the point? I get mad.
I mean, it's like, it's summer now, so I don't wear a lot of makeup. I'm trying to get away from wearing makeup. Just because I want my natural skin to breathe or something. Like, I don't know even why. I just decided one day that, like, you know, I think it makes your skin worse. And yeah, I just want to feel healthy and good. And so I have a truckload of makeup that, and I got half of it for free because people just drop shit off in my house.
Wow.
It's a bit insane. Like I just have so much free makeup, but like I have over the pandemic, I think because I wasn't going anywhere and like, I don't have a stage to go to, I just stopped wearing it. And now I'm just like, oh, I don't need this or care about this as much.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's a good point. It's like, I'm sure once we're like going places again, I'll put on makeup. I don't know.
I don't think I will.
Yeah. And
mascara is truly, that's my favorite product. So that, and that's probably it.
It's all you need.
That's all I need. All you need is mascara.
Yeah. Well, I think that this is a good place to end. I always like to end with like a few questions though. So I ask everybody, which Spice Girl are you?
Oh my God, that's so crazy. We didn't even talk about the Spice Girls, because I have a joke about the Spice Girls. It's my favorite joke I've ever written. And you can listen to it on my album. And this is a really difficult question for me because I love all of them. No, I don't love all of them. I don't, like, if it was the 90s, I would have been partial to, I think, Scary. Now that I'm older, I definitely feel that I relate the most to Ginger, and I do like the way Baby's career has, Emma Button's career has, evolved.
Yeah. Yeah. She like does like British radio and like, I don't know.
More than that, she appeared on my favorite television show multiple times in the late early 2000s, which is absolutely fabulous. She played Emma Button and she was like this bitch. And like her PR manager was the character on Absolutely Fabulous. And I love that she had that sense of play, which the rest of them, I don't know if they do. And I've heard crazy stories about Mel C, like Scary Spice. So that's why I still have a fondness for her.
Oh, wait, about Mel.
I cannot. Scary. I can't tell you them. Wait, Mel B. Sorry, Mel B. Mel B.
Okay. You can't tell me them?
Wow. I got some inside intel, so.
Industry secrets.
So that's my answer for the Spice Girls. Next question.
That's funny. Okay.
I'm also looking for a Spice Girls shirt. Those shirts go for like 200. Anyways.
I know. I've actually searched for them too. I bought like from the Spice Girls website, just their hoodie with like the earth with the ring around it. That was a good, but it's like, I want the vintage one.
I have all the dolls. Continue.
Nice. We'll have to do another episode where we just talk about the Spice Girls. Okay. If you could live in any TV show, which TV show would you live in?
Okay. Like, obviously, it's between Breaker High. I can't think. I don't know. I guess that's it. Like, or I wish I could have been an S Club 7 member.
Oh, they had a TV show.
Yeah, no, they did. It was called, like, they did an environmental series where they would travel the world and save animals. That's the show I want to be a part of.
Wait, what? I didn't see that.
Are you fucking nuts? That show's incredible. Yes, S Club 7 did a whole series. It was like a docu-series with the WWE, like, not the World Wide Wrestling Federation. It's like the World Wide...
World Wildlife Fund.
Yeah, WWF. Sorry, WWE. What's wrong with me? And basically, the series was, it would be two members. They would fly to some part of the world and talk about the endangered species. And then like, they would do like a whole, it was like a whole and it was incredible. And I want to be a part of that. That was so cool to me.
That's great. Oh my God. Who knew? I got to look that up too.
I knew.
Yeah. did you ever perform in a school talent show? I don't know.
Oh my God, I did. it haunts me to this day. It was great too. And we did lip singing, me and another girl, to Ballroom Blitz, which is a song from the 70s. It makes no sense. Two great doing a lip sync to that. So let's move on.
That's really cute. In grade five, I did a lip sync and like dance moves, but more like hand actions to,
of course,
All Star by Smash Mouth.
I mean, you beat me. That's crazy.
Yeah, I can't even, I don't even know why. Who do you think would win in a fight between the Backstreet Boys or NSYNC?
Oh my God, neither of them. That's just a draw. That's just a draw. Truly a draw to me. None of them have physical strength.
Yeah. Do you think 98 Degrees?
I hated 98 Degrees. I absolutely hated them. I've never liked a song about the song of theirs. And I cannot tell you, I like both. I think I like NSYNC's music better. So let's go with NSYNC.
Okay. I think that like Joey Fatone, I think he has an edge. I think he would fight.
For sure. And he's the funniest out of all of them.
He is. Like, yeah. Best personality.
Like, yeah. Funny. He's probably like a great dad. Like,
yeah.
You know where my head is at the age I am.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Those are all the questions I have. So thank you for doing this. Where can people find you?
Thank you for having me. And you can find me on all media at Stalking Natalie, because I'm a lunatic. Stalking Natalie, Twitter, Instagram. I think I have a website that I need to update. and that's like, yeah, That's who I am, Stalking Natalie.
Stalk Natalie at Stalking Natalie. Got it. Yeah. And for the podcast, you can follow our Instagram at Dearest Pop Culture, and you can leave a 5-star review and like all that good stuff. You know, tell your friends. And thanks for listening. We love you. Bye.
Bye.